I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is upping its warnings of what will happen if Russia sends any military forces into Ukraine, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there would be a swift, severe response. His remarks in Germany appeared aimed at clearing up confusion over where the U.S. and allies stand, after President Biden said yesterday a minor incursion by Russia would draw less of a response.
It depends on what it does.
That led to heavy criticism. This morning, the president repeated Blinken's warning.
If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
While noting Russia has a long history of using things other than overt military action to carry out aggression. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury Department levied new sanctions Thursday against four Ukrainian officials, including two current members of parliament who administration officials say are part of a Russian influence effort to set the pretext for further invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions name parliament member Taras Kosak and Oleg Voloshin and two former government officials. According to Treasury, all four have been intimately involved in disinformation efforts by Russia's Federal Security Service, known as the FSB. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the four men were at the heart of a Kremlin effort begun in 2020 to degrade the ability of the Ukrainian state to independently function. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.89%, the S&P 500 falling 1.1%, and the NASDAQ dropping by 1.3%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia and China have blocked the UN Security Council from imposing sanctions on five North Korean officials in response to Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile tests. The United States, which sought to impose penalties over their roles in the country's missile program, said failure to approve the sanctions gave North Korea a blank check. The U.S. also failed to get the council to approve a brief press statement at an emergency council meeting Thursday, recalling that such launches violate council resolutions and strongly urging Pyongyang to comply with its council obligations and engage in dialogue. Diplomats said that China opposed a statement. Restaurants and bars will close early in Tokyo and a dozen other areas across Japan beginning Friday, as the country widens COVID-19 restrictions due to the Omicron variant, causing cases to surge to new highs in metropolitan areas. The three-week restraint, which is something of a pre-state of emergency, is the first in Tokyo since September. While many Japanese adults are vaccinated against COVID-19, few have gotten a booster, which has been a vital protection from the highly contagious Omicron variant. Experts at a government meeting sounded the alarm at the upsurge. They say while Tokyo has adequate available hospital beds now, they worry about the virus infecting the elderly who could get seriously ill. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol said Thursday it is seeking an interview with former U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter and White House aide Ivanka Trump. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
In a letter to Trump, lawmakers said they are seeking her voluntary cooperation as part of their ongoing probe and would limit their questions to issues related to events surrounding that day, including activities leading up to or influencing it and her role in the White House at that time. According to the panel, she was present in the Oval Office during key conversations leading up to January 6th and observed the telephone conversation between President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence on the morning of January 6th. A statement released by Ivanka Trump's spokesperson acknowledged the request from the panel, but did not address whether she would cooperate with the committee's investigation.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. A massive explosion in western Ghana has killed an unknown number of people and flattened buildings. The explosion in Apiata occurred when a motorcycle went under a truck owned by a company called Maxim that was carrying explosives en route to the Chirano gold mine. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote.